From Washington, this is VOA News. Ira Melman reporting. John Kerry says there are questions about a nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Saturday delivered a highly cautious assessment ahead of the next round of nuclear talks with Iran, citing important gaps in the way of a deal before an end of a March deadline.
Well, the deadline is approaching. As you all know, we have set the end of the month as the deadline. And so we will be going into this understanding that time is critical. I can't tell you whether or not we can get a deal or whether we're close. One reason I can't tell you is because we have heard some comments from the Supreme Leader regarding the letter that was sent by the 47 senators.
Those 47 Republican U.S. senators sent a letter to Iranian leaders warning that the next U.S. president could revoke a deal at any time. The top U.S. diplomat called the move a direct interference that is completely without precedent. He said he cannot gauge Iran's reaction until he engages in conversations with Iranian leadership. The U.S. and five other major powers resumed their talks with Iran Sunday in Lausanne, Switzerland. Shiite militiamen battling to wrest full control of the city of Tikrit from Islamic State militants paused their offensive for a second day Saturday as they awaited reinforcements. That information coming from a military source. More than 20,000 troops and Iranian-backed Shiite fighters entered Tikrit on Wednesday, having retaken areas to the north and south in a campaign launched almost 2 weeks ago. Iraq's biggest offensive against the militants yet. This is VOA News. Cameroon has strongly denied allegations that its military systematically executes Boko Haram suspects. Human rights groups in the Central African nation have asked the UN to investigate possible war crimes after reports that hundreds of suspects were executed near Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria, an area known to be a Boko Haram stronghold. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaounde.
Cameroon government spokesman and communication minister Issa Chiruma Bakari said reports by rights groups that the country summarily executes Boko Haram suspects are unfounded. However, he admitted some of the suspects the rights groups said were killed were found dead in a detention cell in December, a day after they were arrested.
In the early morning, it was noticed that 25 out of the 56 had died.
Chiruma said the Cameroon government had opened investigations to determine the cause of their deaths and said a senior military official he refused to name had been arrested. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaounde.
The vice president of Sierra Leone, Samuel Samsumana, said on Saturday he had requested asylum at the U.S. Embassy in Freetown. That after soldiers surrounded his home following his expulsion from the ruling party this month. Samsumana was expelled from President Ernest Bai-Koroma's All People's Congress Party after an investigation accused him of creating his own rival political movement, leaving doubt over whether he could continue as vice president. Samsumana told Reuters, "I have fled my house and am with my wife in a place I cannot disclose, waiting to hear from the U.S. ambassador, whom I have asked for asylum." A source at the U.S. Embassy who did not wish to be named said Samsumana had entered the building. It was not immediately possible to confirm that officially. The president of Vanuatu appealed on Saturday to a United Nations disaster conference for help as a powerful cyclone swept across his nation, driving painfully home the rising risk from extreme weather and climate change. It took place at a United Nations gathering in Japan.
I stand to appeal on behalf of the government and people of Vanuatu to the global community to give a lending hand in responding to these very current calamities that have struck us. Fellow heads of state, governments, and development partners, we have all experienced our form of disaster at one time or another.
President Baldwin Lonsdale. This is
VOA
News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.